Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Blue covering, for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Washington steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Brett moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Way then steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Way then scores. It's 3-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom Telmin now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglavi takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skube pinch hits for Don Money. Bob Skube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skube takes first base on ball 4. Yount scores. Simmons moves to third. Oglavi moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Simmons scores. Oglavi moves to third. Skube moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Bob Tufts now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Oglavi scores. Skube scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oglavi. White reaches second base with a double. Akins moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akins scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Brewers. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wathen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Skubb hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.